Pure Dog Talk is the podcast on purebred dogs. We talk to the legends in the sport and give you tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Pure Dog Talk is sponsored by ChampionshipBreeders.com. Championship Breeders is a proud supporter of the American Kennel Club, our specialty and all breed clubs, our dog sports, and the gifts of therapy and service from our canine companions. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I'm your host, Laura Reeves. And today, joining us is Marlene Groves. And Marlene has done a very exciting project, put together this project, and gifted it to the American Kennel Club. And so we're going to talk to Marlene a little bit about her great idea and how she brought it to fruition. So welcome, Marlene.
Thank you, Laura. People know me as the Bloodhound Lady. I'm also the Buffalo Rancher, but I'm a lifetime Girl Scout. And what happened to get this program started, it's not the first program I've done for Girl Scouts, but about 7 years ago, in collaboration with one of my all-breed kennel clubs, with Plum Creek Kennel Club, we were trying to figure out something to do to invite youth to come to the dog show, to learn about the dogs, just some kind of public education, and in a way, a little bit to help promote the show. And through those conversations, I told the Kennel Club people, I said, I can do a Girl Scout patch. And they said, no, you can't. I'm like, yes, I can. If I had done a patch, I told them basically, if I can do a Buffalo Girl Scout patch, I can easily do a dog show patch. And so from there, the change was on, basically. And at that point, because I knew Girl Scouts, the language, the layers, what would and wouldn't fly with Girl Scouts, I started developing a program to help young children learn about purebred dogs, but more specifically also about the AKC purebred dog shows and all of that, what it entails. The trick, really, for being ultimately successful is that it is focused on being an educational program. There's no requirement for a kid to come with a dog, buy a dog, show a dog. It's just basically come to the dog show, have fun, and learn some facts. The initial name of the program was Dog Show Fun and Facts. That's what we called it. That's what I called it. And we developed lesson plans, starting with the first lesson for the kids was for them to learn the different dog groups within AKC. And it's one thing to challenge them with an exercise, but you also have to remember their kids, their teachers, parents, leaders, they don't know this. So in Girl Scouts, it's very typical for the program to have a mirrored, what we call a tip sheet. So there's a lesson plan for the girls, and there's something that leads the leaders to finding the answers. Otherwise, you go, well, learn the seven dog groups. And is also, within Girl Scouts, one of the ways that they learn and achieve their patches, the phrase is called, it's on their honor. So the leaders have a list of objectives. At the end of the day, you don't test them and say, tell me the seven groups. You know they're going to learn them. Now, whether they can recite them all, keeping in mind, Girl Scouts starts with kids that are in kindergarten, you know, 5 years old. They're Daisy Girl Scouts. And so for them, when they start learning about things and you start talking about dog groups, you have to talk to that level. And you're talking about working dogs as being maybe the bigger dogs, and you're giving them big dog examples. And they understand a toy dog is a small dog. So you really do have to scope it appropriately. You know, I don't want to say dumb it down.
But just make it age appropriate.
Yeah, it's dumb if you don't help them to understand it. And we know so much about our sport, and that includes our juniors and people newer to our sport. They know it. Other people, they don't get it. They don't understand it. So I created a lesson plan for the kids, and I created a mirrored, what we call a leader's tip sheet. So it would tell them where to get the information. And so these two documents are really the heart and soul of the program, if you will. And then you pretty much have to run it at an all-breed kennel club show. It's run at a few sort of multi-group shows, but truly it's better for them to come earn the patch by learning, you know, the fun stuff that happens at a dog show at an all-breed kennel club.
Sure. And this is a wonderful way to bring kids from neighborhoods into the dog show and sort of expand that idea.
The other thing it does is sometimes dog clubs, they're trying to get any kind of spin in the media. You know, you might send a press release to your local newspaper or your bigger newspaper or your TV station, and they're like, dog show, smog show, maybe. Okay, they maybe aren't that excited about it. But then you go and you say to them, hi, do you know we're going to have 2,500 or 3,000 dogs coming down to the dog show this weekend? But wait, we're going to have 250 Girl Scouts there, and they're going to earn their dog show patch. It sure changes things. And then you've got a little different spin on the story or something that isn't the same deal. And, I mean, it's an old phrase, but kids and dogs, like, what else is
better? That's definitely the way to people's hearts. And so walk me through a little bit of this program. Just kind of give our listeners an idea what their kids can learn and B, if their club can offer one of these programs.
Well, any of the kids can certainly learn it. So the first lesson is the groups. We talked about that. The second lesson is for them basically to understand that there's several types of events at a dog show. So they're encouraged, or it's basically required, they need to watch at least one confirmation dog breed being judged. But they also need to watch another event. We don't care what it is. We sometimes give them a suggestion based on the schedule or something like that on what might fit for them. It could be rally, it could be obedience, it could be agility. When we launched the program in Orlando, there was dock diving. Dock diving took a lot of little girls over there.
Sure.
Because that was really interesting. Put that last on the agenda because it's just
never going to leave.
It's too much fun. Exactly. So we do want them to understand the miniature basics, if you will, about what's happening in breed judging. We explain to them that dogs, there's a standard for every dog and that they're being judged and things like that. But you could have kids that are 5 years old from Brownies all the way up to, they could be, you know, 11th, 12th grade ambassadors, higher understanding level. So the leaders accompany all of the kids, and they also have the materials and the packets. We don't accompany them, although sometimes we will. We'll see if they want to be guided or toured through the dog show. Then you also have to introduce some things that aren't quite so structured AKC, because this is what makes it fun for the kids. So like lesson three, it says, of all the dogs at the dog show, what was your favorite dog or the most funny dog? Because that does draw them in. And then we suggest, well, tell us what it is. And, you know, they might draw a picture of it. And a lot of times at the end of the program, when they get their patches, that's one of the questions that usually myself and my other kennel club members who have helped me or ran the program, that's one of the things we ask them. What was your favorite dog? And they not only know what it was breed-wise, but they usually have a story that goes with it. It's actually heartwarming. I mean, you know, someone goes, well, I love the Tibetan Mastiff. I mean, a little kid says that, and you go, you knew what that was or something? I mean, it's just totally cool. So another lesson, and so then it kind of flip-flops a little bit more seriously. We want them to understand that dogs are a very important decision. And so we try to ask them, maybe think of two dogs that would be a good fit for you and your family. And then we also say, think of two dogs that might not be a good fit. You know, again, not super tough stuff, but it starts the conversation with them at the level that they can understand it. So the lessons go and they get, shall we say, they're more complicated, or for older kids, the deeper they go through the program. We ask them to learn a little bit about a dog's daily needs, from what's requirement, you know, how many times will they need to be fed and how much rest and what kind of exercise. So it can get pretty deep. But again, we don't judge the replies if what is, let's say, written on their packet isn't as comprehensive as what we would put. We don't care. They learned something about the dogs in that regard. And one of the last lessons that we also have is that they would learn about careers with dogs. So really, there is, from the fun side of stuff down to the deeper stuff, that we have responsible dog ownership in there. We have things about dog safety. We have things about some basic obedience. There's a lot of stuff. one of the ones that Girl Scouts, in a way, didn't want in there. And I'm like, nope, it's going in. It's going in for mostly the older kids. But I tell them, it's lesson 10, they're supposed to figure out the cost of a dog for life. Because it isn't just $1,000 for a puppy or whatever the fee is. It's the price of the dog, how long is it going to live, and how many years are you going to feed it, and are you going to do any training, et cetera, et cetera. All of those things. And that is actually a pretty comprehensive list. At the end of the day, sometimes the leaders go, oh, my God.
Trust me, I think a lot of our exhibitors would say the same thing.
Yeah, but it's the other side. We don't just tell them, oh, you have to be a responsible dog owner and pick the right dog. But, you know, you really need to make sure that you're thinking about it. And we tell the kids, okay, how old are you now? You're 10. This dog lives 10 years. So you have to take care of this dog until you're 20. When you're making that selection, you and or your family. So I think they're really important lessons. But they actually do enjoy them. Most of the feedback on the evaluations that come basically talk about that they didn't have any idea about some of the stuff and that, you know, it was so much fun and things like that. I mean, we also set them up for success with the program by providing the leaders the tip sheet. Otherwise, they don't know how to find out this information. And then back to the, we're not testing it, okay? It's an on your honor. So for the lesson about how much does it cost to own that dog for life, I'm not proofing their math. I'm not going to say, oh, dog food doesn't cost $30 a bag. It's 40.
Yeah, right.
It's still just the exercise because that's the important component that I felt was missing. Everyone wants a kid to come to the dog show or learn about, you know, AKC dog showing, but sometimes all they want the kids to do is watch or see or touch. They have to learn something.
They have to apply information. They have to think critically. I mean, these are the great things that you're talking about here.
Yeah, if they don't, all they did was come and pet a dog. And that didn't help us. At the end of the day, the American Kennel Club and anybody in the dog show fancy, just to have someone come and see you run around the ring in left-handed circles or how much spray you put on your poodle, that doesn't explain to them really all the things we do, the obedience factor and that, you know, we're committed to helping them understand the safety needs and the dangerous chemicals that might be outside or in the garage. And all of these things are referenced. These are already items the American Kennel Club had. I didn't create something that there wasn't an example from.
So talk to me a little bit about that process, working with the American Kennel Club, because I think too many times I think folks in our fancy look at the AKC as some big group of scary people. And I think that
not
we need
a group of scary people.
Right. I think we need more encouragement to interact with folks.
Well, I think that a lot of people expect that it's the AKC's responsibility to do everything. And I mean, one thing I ask other people separate from this dog show patch is I'll ask people, well, how many times do you show a month? Oh, I show every weekend or every other week. And my next question is, how many times do you do public education? And they go, huh? And I go, okay, all right. Just so you know, you're part of that too.
You're part of the problem.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So basically, I started with my local kennel club, but I also started with my local Girl Scout Council. And I've developed other patches for them. I've been a trainer for them. I've trained trainers. So I had a little bit of a paved road. Once I ran it a few times and tweaked it, if you will, I mean, I spelled German Shepherd wrong. Sorry, I did. It didn't spell check for me. You know, you start doing those things. So then you go, okay, this is running pretty smoothly. And now I want it to be bigger because people did start hearing about it after a couple of years, and they would ask me, hey, Marilyn, can I have it? Well, no, actually, it's copyrighted. And I couldn't supervise all the kennel clubs across America. I couldn't do it, you know. So at that point, I sent it to the American Kennel Club. I will tell you, sadly and initially, traction went nowhere. Nothing happened. And that's okay. But we persevere. I mean, you try to go and win at the dog show and, you know, you lose the points the first day. You don't give up and say, that's it, I'm never showing my dog again. At least I don't. So I go back to the AKC a few years later, and there were a few different people. So I must say that some of the newer, younger, more enthusiastic members of the American Kennel Club in the public ed department, in the marketing department, they were more open to it. But also you can add that as a fancy, we were more open to it because our entries were down. our junior showmanship numbers were tanking. And so someone said, maybe we should look at this.
Yeah,
and so,
right.
Yeah, so basically went to Westminster and I met with Davis Alexis, a bright young woman. Teacher is her background. And we went through the program. She loved it. And from there, she started advocating it with the board. So I kind of got an advocate within the Mayor and Kennel Club, and then that person said, let's look at this.
Took it and carried it forward. Good.
Yeah, taking it forward. Then the two staffers from the American Kennel Club, from marketing and public ed, they flew to Colorado to watch it happen. And that day we had probably 125, 150 kids that came to the dog show, cute as a button, excited as could be. And that pretty much sealed the deal. After that, they went back as the champions of this patch and said, there's absolutely no reason why we shouldn't do this. I mean, it was done. It's a cookie cutter, cut and paste. They didn't have to buy it, okay? I gifted it to them. It's ready to roll. So then they said, if we do this, will you help us? And I said, yes. And so we flew to Orlando. When I say we, remember that kennel club I talked about, Plum Creek Kennel Club? They helped. They sent two other of my kennel club members, the board members of the club. They flew them out as well to Orlando to run the program for the first time for the American Kennel Club at the championship.
And I saw it there. It was amazing. You had a huge group of girls.
A very good group of girls. And, you know, so basically that was a little bit more challenging of a show, of course.
Right. Logistics were a lot.
Logistics, that wasn't the most ideal. But then again, that's where they wanted to launch it. And who am I to say? And it's up to me. I feel like, you know, I've told other people, I feel like my little dog show patch has grown up and gotten married to the AKC, you know.
That's cute.
And so now it's going kennel club to kennel club.
And so if some of our listeners or all of our listeners want to offer this to their kennel club and provide this, you have, and we can provide in the show notes, links, right, to ways for them to do that.
Absolutely. Basically, I am now, in a way, I guess, I don't know what it would be, the fairy godmother or the evil stepsister, I'm not sure. It is now the AKC's program, and I am their safety net to help them keep it going. And you see me be the promoter, okay, over-promoter. You see me. I post on Facebook. I do whatever. I walk around the dog shows with a patch pinned on to me, you know, so people go, hey, what is that?
Right.
That's what I do. So the American Kennel Club, they have a page that anyone can go to, and you could Google it even if you don't remember the whole URL, if that makes sense. But it's akc.org, and it's /public-education, and then /dog show patch program, but it has dashes in between.
And we'll provide this in a link on our website, so people will be able to just click on it and go right there. So that'll be perfect.
So they have a page that's up, and again, if you, whatever, end up having trouble, you can Google it. You can say AKC Dog Show Patch, and there you go. It provides you a link. And so from there, it talks about, and we'll show you the lesson packet for children. And by the way, since gifting it to the American Kennel Club and running it with Girl Scouts down in Orlando, I have augmented the language so it isn't only structured for Girl Scouts. And we've also had non-Girl Scouts go through the program. Probably in the 6 or 7 years, we've had 2,500 kids in Colorado go through the program, mostly Girl Scouts, but also some Cub Scouts, a few people that might be from, like, homeschooled. Anybody, any child can go through the program. It's not a problem. So that's good. But to run it, they have to contact, so they, kennel clubs need to contact the AKC. The email is publiced@akc.org, and they would email them and say, hey, I'm really interested in running this program. And basically from there.
And so anybody can run one of these programs, right? You don't have to be a Girl Scouts leader or just any old person.
You don't have
person.
To know anything about Girl Scouts. You should have someone within your kennel club that is not just kid-friendly, but also young adult-friendly, keeping in mind these are often young Girl Scout leaders. They're volunteers, just like us at the dog show, and so they might be new to Girl Scouting, new to leading. They don't understand what we're talking about, so when you say, please meet me at 9 o'clock, usually I say to them, I'm going to start speaking at 9, so I want you to be here by 8:30, park, get all your girls, blah, 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 and find me at 8:45. Something like that. You really do have to be very clear with your expectations of them, especially if you have 120 kids coming. Or one time at Arapahoe Kennel Club, we probably had over 200. And then if they don't all come at the same time and you happen to be showing dogs or have some other requirement if you're working for a kennel club, you're going to be challenged. The best is that you have a dedicated person within the kennel club that says, I'm going to own this. I'm going to be the liaison for this dog show patch program. Because the last thing you want to have happen is for kids to come and parents and leaders and for someone to have a bad experience. Okay? That's like bad. Bad voodoo. We're not going to overcome that. No, seriously.
No,
bad
voodoo. I get that. I get that.
Okay?
Yep. And that's a really valid point to make sure that you have someone from the dog show community, very important, to supervise to make sure that these people are going to have a good experience.
Right. And they do have to reach out and do some communication with the local Girl Scout Council, if you will, if you want Girl Scouts to come, which they will, guaranteed. You have to make a connection with the council in that area and say, hey, I have this offering for you, because basically you're requesting that they notify all of the scout leaders. They have what's called an activity finder. They list events from whatever. There could be a horse expo. There could be a dog show. They might be learning to build birdhouses activities that girls do. But basically, the leaders go there. That's their reference point for what might be happening and what they could do. So that has to happen. You have to ask to get their permission to offer this program. Sometimes that's tricky, depending on how you word that. Again, you are promoting an educational program. You're not talking to them about being junior handlers. You're not suggesting that they own a dog. You're not hard pushing purebred dogs. They're going to see that, and they are going to learn that. But Girl Scouts does not allow their children to be used for anybody's particular whatever, okay? Whatever your message and your concept, Girl Scouts very much, there are other sides of Girl Scouts that are probably also going to learn about rescues and puppy mills. And Girl Scouts allows each young adult to learn what they learn, make their own decisions, and go forward in life. And I think that that's where we have to be careful that we're not scoping a hard message. We want them to come and have fun. In the meanwhile, they're going to learn stuff. I can tell you that some kids come back with their parents. Like if we run the program on Saturday, some of them have so much fun with their leaders, they come back with their family on Sunday. Or they come back the next year. We came, we went to see the dogs again this year. So, you know, I know that it works. Like I said, 6 years plus of the program, you know, attracting kids and having fun, being a useful tool for kennel clubs with the media. And it's also a fun thing, too. You know, we better lighten up in what we do and make sure that we're not saying it's just the American Kennel Club's responsibility to do public education or wah, wah, wah about, you know, PETA or HSUS. We have to take control of our own message. And this is one piece. It's not the only thing, but it's a piece of it.
I think it's wonderful, Marlene, and I really, really appreciate you bringing this information and sharing it with our listeners. And I think that you've done a very, very cool thing here. And I know that the Fancy will be better off for it. So thank you so much for your time. We really, really appreciate you stopping by, okay?
No problem. Any other questions, give me a call, give me a shout out. Happy to help and tell people to look for it and try to bring it to their kennel club.
As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to laura@puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. This will help share the love with others out there in the sport. This has been Pure Dog Talk with your host, Laura Reeves. We hope you can join us next time as we continue on the journey to success with your purebred dog.